Parashat Noah. Parashat Noah, the Torah introduces us to a fellow by the name of Nimrod. And the Pasuk writes on him, Hu haya gibor sayid lefnei Hashem. He was a great hunter in front of God. Al ken ya'amer, as was, people would say, ken Nimrod. Nimrod was the example given, gibor sayid lefnei Hashem, a great hunter in front of God. So there's a very interesting Ibn Ezra explaining what does it mean, a great hunter in front of God. So he writes, Shaya bonim mizbechot, that he would build altars and he would bring the animals that he hunted as korbanot on his altars. The Ramban is shocked at such an explanation of the Ibn Ezra, and he says, can't be. He writes, Ve'en devarav nir'in ve'inehu matzdik rasha. He says, the Ibn Ezra is making the Rasha into a tzaddik. Ki rabotenu yad'u rish'o bekabbalah. He says, the rabbis had a tradition that Nimrod was a bad guy. So how then could the Ibn Ezra say that he brought korbanot in front of God? And as if to say that he was a tzaddik bringing sacrifices. So I saw an explanation brought down in the Sefer Moser Derech based on a principle of the Saba from Kelim. The Saba from Kelim says that a person is judged in life not on the big things that he does, on the grand things that he does, but really on the small things that he does. Not necessarily on the one or two big events that he does in his life. He built a hospital, or he pioneered a great project. But he's judged on the day-to-day items, the small items, the everyday good morning to his friend, the giving the charity to the guy that walks in, doing the small chesed, walking somebody across the street. Yeah, the day-to-day chasadim, that's really the true test of a person. Not the one or two big things that a person does in his life. That's not an indication of his servitude and loyalty to Borei Olam. If a person could be careful in the morning, the way he ties his shoes according to the halakha, that's already an indication of his servitude to Borei Olam. You're not necessarily judged on the big things. So he wants to say like this, Nimrod wanted to go against that philosophy. Nimrod used to trap big animals. He used to trap lions and elephants and big, big animals. And it was those big animals that he would put on the Mizbeach. And what he was trying to say is that this is what God's interested, only in the big deeds, only in the great things. And that's considered a rasha, because Nimrod was trying to go against a halakha that we have, for example, that says even if a person can't afford a big animal, he's able to bring a meal offering on the Mizbeach. Or he's even allowed to bring a bird on the Mizbeach. So therefore Nimrod over here, his philosophy, even though he was building Mizbeachot like the Ibn Ezra said, and even though he was building them in front of God, but the Ibn Ezra meant that he was still a rasha because of it. So therefore the Ramban's contention is no contention. Ibn Ezra is correct. He was a rasha because he was trying to convey the philosophy that it's only the big deeds that count. But in Judaism, on the contrary, you're measured really by the day-to-day small deeds and not necessarily by the big actions that you do.